This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast. WILK News Radio.
Great. Good morning, everyone. It is a beautiful Tuesday, October 28th, year of our Lord 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. As I look at my Bacardo Jewelers watch, it tells me it's 9:11 and change. And we are broadcasting at this time from the United States of America. I could prove it because we have a president in the Far East who's making trade deals left and right that benefit, guess who? The American people. Wow. It's also the place where the brave, like the veterans we salute today, thanks to John Basiliga and his great, another of his great companies, Serenity Care, Senior Care, David Bulford, Pittston, Henry Casper, DuPont, and Carl Jerry Booz, Pittston. We lost them this year, but celebrate them today, thanks to John. The United States of America, founded with a certain knowledge and understanding by our incredible, irreplaceable, amazing founding fathers, who determined that government should not be, cannot be, will not be our parent, our guide, our salvation, our direction, not any of these things, but is nothing more than a necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted to each individual by God. It was not something that could be parceled out to groups or controlled by government or government officials, because our great American Constitution ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press. Well, if they ignore Trump's trip to the Far East and talk about a tiny part of the East Wing being knocked down, well, so be it. We know better. Now, armed with these freedoms, and only because they had them, a ragtag bunch of immigrants, rejects, and their progeny created the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation ever to grace our planet Earth. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose, unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed, unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. This Bob Cordaro Show, well, it'll always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. And with that essential preamble dealt with, we could gavel to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that our commitment to common sense will provide a sanctuary of sanity for you in a world where insane people are trying to tell you that they're sane. They're not, I promise you. You know the old line, it's not you, it's me. Nope. Well, somebody says, Bob, how is Lorraine? Lorraine from Hazelden is great. She's not great. She's better. She's on the mend. She's home. Intensive care. She had quite a little battle for herself over the last week and a half or so, but she is home now. I spoke to her yesterday. She's doing okay. So Lackawanna County, and I don't like to focus on it so much because it's a small part of the listening area. And frankly, as far as we've seen, they are unrepentant dummycrats in control. But we had a new county commissioner come in last week. And she and Commissioner Chris Chermak, the minority commissioner previously, they got rid of Gaughan as the chairman. They also got rid of Pat McKenna, who used Gaughan as his sock puppet. McKenna was the guy who wrote the corrupt editorials at the Scranton Times. So you will know what kind of left-wing loony he is. And a malign force, without a doubt. And so for the next couple of weeks anyway, the Casey, Cognetti, Nealon, McKenna, Gaughan wing of the Democrat Party is not in charge of Lackawanna County. Now, guys, I've had these discussions with a lot of people. I said, so, all right, what do we do? What do we do? Lackawanna County is an absolute mess. The taxes have been jacked up 50% in the last few years. The reassessment is being fumbled and is being destructive and frightening to everybody that owns property in Lackawanna County. And again, I talk about this because it is emblematic of what left-wing lunatics do to cities and counties and government, local and federal, and that's what Gaughan is. That's what Paige Cognetti is when you look at the city of Scranton. So that's what happens. They screw everything up because they are divorced from truth, fact, and reality. How could you do your job if those things are true? Well, some people can compartmentalize, be left-wing lunatics in their politics, and still be efficient at their jobs because they put the politics aside. Well, when your job is politics in government, well, you can't. You're a complete failure. And that's what Gaughan is, and he's nuts. And he's trying to get a guy named Cappellini, who's a nice guy, too. Nuts, politically. Absolutely insane. All you got to do is look at Rob O'Donnell's post on Facebook to see Cappellini spitting and carrying on like a lunatic that he is. He's a political lunatic. And the only choice... God bless him. Tom Welby's a nice guy. But he will get in line with the Democrats. And he's part of one of the tools in the fight. Is Marty Flynn in charge of the Democrat Party in Lackawanna County? Or is Bill Gaughan and Terry Nealon and Pat McKenna and Mayor Cognetti, the left-wing loons? Well, that's the story. That's the question. So I say to you, there's a third way. There's a good way. A better way. Get rid of the people who caused all this chaos, which they inevitably will and always will do, and vote for Chip Murley. and you'll have an actual new majority. Crazy stuff. So let's see what happens. But the new majority has taken the first right step. They've gotten rid of the horrible solicitor, Fredrickson, and the horrible communications director, McKenna. Then there's probably a few more things they've got to do, because I'll tell you this, guys. When A.J. Munchak and I won the majority, we kept a guy named Bill Rissy there, because I went around to everybody that was working for Joe Corcoran. I said, look, do you need something? Do you need to stay on a little bit longer to meet your pension, you know, to solidify your pension? Because remember, you come in and all the hires don't happen the first day. So some people needed a couple of weeks, whatever. Well, I kept their communications guy, Bill Rissy, on. And he undermined us every second he could. I sat with him finally. I said, Bill, are you serious? Are you really serious? I helped you to get a better pension, and you're doing these crazy things like setting up press conferences for the minority commissioner. But that's who they are. That's who they are. McKenna ain't changing. He would undermine everything they did for the next 2-3 weeks. Get rid of him. Fredrickson, get rid of him. He's the guy who advised, Fredrickson is, he advised on all this stuff that Gaughan could act on his own and initiate litigation as one commissioner who could act as a boy king. How appropriate that Gaughan had a no kings sign in his yard. This is how insane these people are. They don't even get it. Unreal. So Chet Murley's the only answer, guys. I'm sorry. I don't care what your political persuasion is. To end the insanity, to take a real good look and review at this reassessment, Chet Murley is the only answer in the Lackawanna County Commissioner's race. And then you go to the city. Gene Barrett's the only answer. Trish Bynum can't win, period. Sorry. I'm a Republican. I think she's great. She cannot win, period. If you vote for Trish Bynum, you're wasting your vote, period. Sorry. That's fact. That's reality. So, we could start to straighten out Scranton and Lackawanna County, which, by the way, it affects all of you. Not directly, but indirectly. By voting Barrett and Murley. And making sure we get out to actually vote. That's your job. You don't have to fight in wars. You don't have to sign up for the military. You've got to go vote. You've got to make an effort either to mail in your ballot, sign up and get an absentee ballot and do that, or go and vote on Election Day. Not too much to ask at all. All right, we'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK, we'll return.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Elvis. Murph tells us this date, 1956. He was presented a gold record for his hit Love Me Tender from Ed Sullivan on his second appearance on that show. Murph says Elvis also performed his hit Love Me Tender, and that's it. The Bulldog found it. Also, Bill Curtis, who always reminded me of my friend Al Lockett, the late, great Al Lockett, narrating that in 1886, the Statue of Liberty, dedicated in New York Harbor, President Grover Cleveland with the honors. Bob Cadaro back on the eponymous program. Yeah, this Lackawanna County situation, I want you to think about how insane Bill Gaughan is, how entitled he thinks he is. This is the majority commissioner who had no majority for the last 7 months. He caused all of the headache. Brenda Sacco could have been appointed 7 months ago, but for him and his illegal lawsuits, and but for an election board that was hijacked by a county judge. And then he says that the people, the county that he screwed up, it's everybody else's fault. That it's a naked power grab, he called it. His power grab was so naked, it was insane. Like, remember, the left-wing lunatics like Gaughan, like his running mate Cappellini, they always say what they accuse you of what they are doing and what they are thinking and what they are planning, always. My friend Gary said saw Chet Murley at the debate, county commissioner debate at the U of S. He didn't move the needle. Well, we need normalcy. He's not an exciting guy. He's solid. We need people. We need to have a county government that you don't even know they're there for a little while. That doesn't jack up your taxes. That doesn't act with arrogance. And by the way, let's go back one other step. Gaughan couldn't even keep his partner. Matt McGloin, first taste of politics. He basically said, this is insane. Gaughan is insane. I've got to get out of here. I have this great reputation, NFL football player, Penn State star. I cannot have this person drag me down with his lunacy. And he left. Gaughan caused that too. So every problem that Lackawanna County has was caused by Gaughan. And he thought they were going to keep him as the chairman. My God almighty. You can't keep his cronies there. Who've been guiding him and sanctioning his illegal moves. Yeah. Oh. Wow. I mean, between McGloin, or I'm sorry, Gaughan and the mayor, Cognetti. Remember, these are the two people who gave you Biden Street and the Biden Expressway. They're the two people. Please remember that. A national embarrassment. These are the people, dear Lord. These are the people who are running around at these rallies and care more about left-wing lunatic politics like transgender and open borders and all of it than they do about you. And they're supposed to be representing you at the city and county level. They don't care about you at all. Promise you. I will promise you that. All right, we'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We will come back. We're going to hear from our great sponsors, then have a little bit of, a lot of a veterans tribute, the weather, and then we're going to go to the phones. It's the Bob Cadaro Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, as steadfast and loyal to this country as our veterans, our man John Basiliga. And today we feature his company, Serenity Care, a personal care community with four locations: Mid-Valley, Old Forge, Wyoming, Kingston. Dementia care units at Mid-Valley and Kingston. All four personal care locations completely renovated inside and out. John has a passion providing the highest quality senior care in the area and beautiful personal care homes for seniors to live in. The gold standard of senior care, Serenity Care. David Bulford, he was 83 when we lost him October 21st. He was from Pittston. He was surrounded by his loving family at his home when he passed. Born in West Pittston, he attended West Pittston schools and served this country proudly in the United States Army. He worked in local manufacturing for years, including at the Topps Company, Duryea. He later retired from Mia Products Music. Avid outdoorsman, he loved his hunting, fishing. He also loved woodworking. In addition to his parents, he was preceded in death by his wife, Beverly, and tragically, his son. He'll be sadly missed by his surviving children, Bonnie and her husband, Thomas. Bud Jr., his grandchildren, six of them, and grandchildren, as well as many other family members. David Bulford. Our veterans this hour brought to you by John Basiliga and Serenity Care. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, mostly sunny, 55 degrees. 39 outside the studios right now. Tonight, fair skies, 38. Wednesday, morning sun, then increasing clouds, 55. Thursday, cloudy with rain, heavy at times, 55. And I didn't hear an update, but I heard Joe tell the morning news yesterday that Friday is going to be diminishing showers. And so the kid, does anybody go trick-or-treating anymore? Now, I have this dilemma, which maybe some of you have as well. And by the way, also, this is more important. Bob LTS, LTS back at you, and that means love the show. I used to play basketball at the Oblates in Pittston with Jerry Booz back in the early 90s, and I was in my 20s. He must have been 60 and was such a strong player in person. He'll be missed, says Slick. Well, we're honoring him in our third hour. And thank you. I love hearing about the veterans outside the lines of their obituaries. I really do. All right, Bill from Pittston. We tried to get into this yesterday. We just ran out of time. He's calling in about Stephen A. Smith, who I don't think much of, but fire away.
Yeah, it was my fault. I called late, so I was, you know, I appreciate you trying to squeeze me in. But yeah, I used to actually like Stephen A. Smith when he was on with Skip Bayless because I couldn't stand Skip. But the thing is, I've watched this transition over time. Now he's starting, but mostly last year, started to get involved with politics. And he'd vacillate back and forth. I mean, he'd go on Hannity. Hannity kisses behind. Say, oh, that's a good point.
And absolutely disgraceful, yeah. It's like Hannity saying, see, I have a black friend.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. And, you know, he's kissing his butt, and then he's talking favorable about Trump one hand, and the other hand he's talking about the Democrats and throwing enough to Hannity he thinks he's winning him over as his first black friend, as you said. So, you know, then he praised Trump for the border. And then he talks, people says that, you know, they're saying, Smith says, people said I should take a shot at it in 2028 as a Democrat. And then he says he regretted voting for Kamala. Then he criticizes Crockett, and then comes the repentance. He was excoriated by Joanne Reed as being misogynistic. So now came the apology tour. He apologizes to Crockett, saying she's great, she needs to be outspoken.
Really?
Then he criticizes Trump and said he wants nothing to do with Trump because of his treatment of a black woman. And he goes on to say Michelle would have destroyed Trump by a million votes. And Crockett should keep talking. And then
the short of it is Stephen Smith is an attention-seeking whore. And he is not very bright, but he's very clever. Like, he knows how to get on the air with these various, because if he agrees with Sean Hannity on Fox too much, well, then they won't put him on CNN and MSNBC. And he's just looking for relevance. He's looking to make money. He's looking for clickbait, trying to create clickbait. There's no there. There's no intellect supporting any of his positions. I don't dislike him. It just, that's not where I'm going to find my knowledge. That's not where I'm going to learn anything. That's for sure.
Well, he's a narcissist, and he really does think he can win in 2028, and he's you know, sucking up to the left.
Somebody just texted in, Bill. Don't forget what he did. He said that Trump caused the NBA scandal.
That's my next
he's
point.
Completely on. He's just. Yeah. Think about, if you think about what would make you stand out on any issue, what position, he'll take it. Doesn't matter what it
is. Yeah. That's what tripped my trigger, because he said Trump is coming after the NBA. Blame Trump. And he said Patel's just an instrument of Trump's revenge. And he said, WNBA, he's coming after you next. That's what really frosted me with he's gone so far to the left. But Jason Whitlock, I love that guy. He destroyed Smith.
He's the best.
He destroyed him. But I guess it all comes down to Ronald Reagan used to say.
Whitlock has true intellect. And a true depth of intellect. And he has gone beyond sports. Stephen A. Smith thinks that it's a game and there'll be another one tomorrow so we can root for somebody else tomorrow. And let's make a call on this game and ignore what we said about the last game. You know, it's just silly. He's a silly person.
Well, you see how he's setting the table for people like Newsom. And what's the guy that slept with the Chinese
spy? He's not trying to do anything but set the table for himself. He's setting the table for whatever will get him on more shows and will create more clickbait and will make him more listened to. And he's just, there's nothing there. There's no there. Yeah.
Well, like Ronald Reagan said, you know, the freedom is so fragile, we must fight for it. Freedom is never more than one generation from extinction, and that's why we got to fight against these guys.
And the snake oil salesman like Stephen A. Smith will always be with us. He's harmless. I mean, again, he's harmless. I don't like, oh my God, he's quite harmless, because anybody that listens to him long enough and observes him over a period of time will realize that he's just out to get attention, and that's fine. Go ahead. But when people like Sean Hannity, who's not a genius to start with, when people like Sean Hannity make him into an important spokesman, they're really making fools of themselves, frankly.
Oh, he slobbers all over them.
Yeah, I know. All right, man, thank you. Good points, all. We'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We'll be back. Everly Brothers, number one R&B hit, Wake Up Little Susie. And before that, you remember just a couple of weeks ago, we told you that played JFK announcing the problem with Cuba, or as he said, Cuba, and the embargo on that country. And now the deal came. And the U.S. secretly agreeing to remove nuclear missiles from U.S. installations in Turkey. And Khrushchev told the United States he was going to dismantle his nuclear bases in Cuba. Kissing your sister, but a resolution short of war, which is a good thing. Bob Cadaro back with you on WILK. Let's go right to the phones here. Joe from Berwick has been patient. Hey, Joe, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing well, Bob. But I've got to tell you a sad story. Somebody who's not going to be.
Well, let's get it done quickly because I got one more call I got to get in before the top of the hour.
Okay.
All right, man.
I know of a homeless family that my church is trying to help out. There's a lot of issues there, but basically their very meager existence is based upon getting food stamps, and they're about to lose that. And we're going to scramble to try to help them in some way because it's just. But I'm, you know, what do the Democrats, what do they think they're accomplishing by doing it to these type of people? I mean, what they lost the election, and that's why Trump and the Republicans got to set the agenda they did. So what? And when I read the articles in the paper, all they talk about is what Republicans did. They don't even mention the fact that this is all caused by the Democrats insisting on a shutdown because.
Yep.
They're not getting their way.
And them stating out loud, disgracefully out loud, we can't give up this leverage. That means you as a leverage, Amazing.
Well, not me in particular, but this family I'm thinking of, they're about to lose their food stamps, and that's what they exist on. I mean, this is tragic.
This is what lunatics do. This is what they do, and these poor people are gonna have to live with it. I know a lot of people. We were talking with a guy named one of our great listeners named Doug, and he's very worried. My cousin Tommy P. They're very worried. What happens? What do I do? And. The Democrats have not bent. It's 28 days in now. It's crazy.
Yeah,
they're crazy. They're crazy people. How else could we expect them to act?
Well, I've heard you say often that they're doing this so that payment can go directly to insurance companies, and they're the ones who would benefit from the Democrat plan
the most.
I'm not sure how you get to that, so I'd like you to explain that a little bit
more.
Because
the subsidies for providing health insurance for Obamacare recipients, those subsidies go to the insurance companies. They don't go to the people receiving them. That's who's going to get the $400 billion they have slated. Obamacare has failed miserably, and this is a way to shore it up by paying these insurance companies not to flee the marketplace, to not provide coverage. Otherwise, they may not provide coverage. By the way, the damage of this failed program has been increased premiums, substantially increased premiums, and substantially increased deductibles for people, substantially increased co-pays for people. And now they're going to give the insurance companies $400 billion to stay with the program.
Yeah.
And people are going to get subsidized in that fashion. The people don't get the money. The insurance companies get the money.
Yeah, and everybody knows that. Everybody knows about the premiums and deductibles. That's just... Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for explaining that, Bob, and having me on.
All right, my friend. Thank you.
All right.
And that was an important subject, so we went right up to the top of the hour. My Bocardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 10 o'clock and change, which means we've got to go to the news. But I want to remind you, not only is Bocardo Jewelers a great jewelry store, I mean outstanding, I just absolutely love it. And I'm not a jewelry guy, but Cutie is. But watch store, nothing like it. Raymond Weil, Breitling, Oris, Longines, Michelle, Shinola, Luminox, Swiss Army, Seiko, Tory Burch, Victorinox, Boulevard. And what I'm wearing is the beautiful Bocardo Jewelers watch. It has Bocardo's right on it. That's my favorite. We'll take a break for the news. We'll come back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.